Good morning. I'm Dovilė Budrytė, and I have had the pleasure of working at GGC since 2007. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak to you this morning. I would like to start with a quote by Maya Angelou. In diversity, there's beauty and there's strength. It seems to me that one of the main assets of GGC is its diversity of faculty, students, and staff. Many of our students are first-generation students, immigrants, veterans. They come from various socioeconomic and cultural backgrounds. The same can be said about our faculty and staff, which really do reflect the great diversity of the Atlanta metropolitan region. I believe that together with our devotion to integrated learning, which focuses on the development of the whole person and global citizenship, we have found a way to build on diversity, to reach an ambitious goal within GGC's mission. This goal is to produce graduates who are prepared to anticipate and respond effectively to an uncertain and changing world. This requires certain skills, such as flexibility, being able to shift perspectives and understand someone with a very different way of thinking, as well as think fast and think critically. You may know that these are no longer called soft skills by employers. These are now considered to be essential skills. GGC has created numerous opportunities for our students to build such essential skills. This is hallmarked by small classrooms, close student-faculty relationships, and an internationalized curriculum infused with experiences introducing students to today's global realities. This is why we have innumerable student success stories. My former students currently study law at UGA, international relations, and political science at Georgia State and the University of Utah. Two have won prestigious internships at the Carter Center. Several went to study abroad to France, Rwanda, Russia, and Switzerland. And one spent more than a year in South Korea as GGC's first Fulbright scholar. Let us be honest. Such success stories are usually associated with elite colleges and universities, not open access institutions like GGC. Some of the students I've mentioned were of modest means, and some did not do well in high school. But we helped them find a path to success. Could it be that through commitment to celebrate diversity and facilitate student success, GGC has found a way to mitigate the growing gap between the rich and the poor, between the elites and everyone else, and to provide a real chance for social mobility for our students? I think so. Thank you for enabling us to do so.